move off of that, having heard now from two very innovative and important local initiatives to make healthcare accessible to a broader population. I'm going to discuss an effort in California last year and this year as well to tie together these local initiatives and to build a statewide system out of what is currently a county system in California. The concept of trying to tie together systems like the San Francisco Health Plan into a broader network comes at the point that our national debate on health insurance is likely to open in 2009. One of the concepts is that we have a lot of private insurance companies in the United States that would like to get more business, that would like maybe a federal mandate that everybody has to buy their product. Some folks believe that if that's going to happen, there should also be a public option to people. If they're going to have to buy insurance, they can buy it publicly as well as privately, because there may be important values in public insurance. Now, in some states like Connecticut, this can be approached through the idea of maybe taking the state employees plan and making that the vehicle that could be expanded to become a public insurance company for people more generally. In California, starting 2 years ago, we looked at the same public insurer idea and decided to work on it not through trying to expand the county, the state employee system, but to tie together county programs like San Francisco Health Plan on a voluntary basis to see if we could build a public insurer that way. So that's how we got into this discussion. Now, for those of you who are not from California, we have an unusual arrangement in that we have many county systems that are currently financing health care. Back in 1996, we got a waiver in California that allowed us to set up what are called local initiatives, which is what the San Francisco Health Plan is a local initiative. Most of the major urban counties of California have since established local initiatives. For those of you that don't know California, these counties comprise the bulk of the San Francisco Bay Area, Southern California, and some of the major counties in the valley as well. So this is a very substantial part of the population of California that already has local initiatives. Local initiatives mostly cover people on Medi-Cal and healthy families, though as Tangerine mentioned, in San Francisco, Santa Clara County, for example, they also cover home care workers as well. They offer a full range of hospital and physician care. In the case of Santa Clara County, they directly compete with private insurers already. In fact, in Santa Clara County, they even have a Medicare Part D plan that's being offered by the public plan in competition with the private Part D plans in Santa Clara County. So local initiatives have a history of covering people. We also have a second system in California that actually goes back to an earlier time, the County Organized Health Systems, which first began 25 years ago in Santa Barbara County. Since that time, Napa, Solano, a number of other major counties in California and urban areas mostly have adopted this model, so that between the local initiatives and the county organized health system, 75% of the population of California resides in either a local initiative or a county organized health system county. So it's a fairly comprehensive approach. Some of the advantages that these systems have as opposed to private insurance include that they operate on a nonprofit basis. They don't have to come up with profits to send off to some insurance company out of state. There's oftentimes a prevention orientation, given that they're linked with public health departments in many cases and have that basic orientation. The language capabilities are strong, again, because they come out of county systems where they've already had a focus on language capability, which in California is a big deal because we have folks that speak many, many languages in California. There's something like at least a dozen languages in California that the state Children's Health Insurance Program in California has to account for when they put out all of their literature for potential beneficiaries. The directors of these systems meet in public rather than like private insurance companies can make decisions, okay, we're not going to cover this, we're going to make the coverage for that very difficult to obtain. When you have like county local initiatives, they have the Brown Act and they have to meet publicly so people can see what they're doing. And they've been very successful. I have the statistics on the Santa Clara Family Health Plan. I suspect for San Francisco it's probably the same in that even though they compete with private plans, they have well over 50% market share both for Medi-Cal and healthy families. So they do know how to compete with the private sector and have had success doing that for a number of years. So an effort was undertaken a few years ago to try to pull together a set of these plans to build something bigger, a regional plan. So in the southern Bay Area, Alameda, which is where Oakland is, San Joaquin, which is out in the valley, Santa Clara, which is Silicon Valley, and San Mateo, which is Silicon Valley, they tried to form a joint four-county system to cover, in this case, child care workers. It seemed like a good idea. They started trying to organize this between the four counties, but they ran into a number of challenges. Technical issues. Okay, are the physicians in Santa Clara County going to accept the same rate of payment for people coming from San Joaquin County as they accept for people coming from Santa Clara County? Need to integrate what the panels are going to do. How about sharing risk? You know, how much of the liability for somebody coming from Alameda County into San Joaquin County gets passed back to Alameda County, and how do we work these formulas? How do we build reserves, and whose reserves should we be using? The counties have their own reserves, these local initiatives. Should part of them be pooled? If so, how much? These are all insurance technical issues, which are tricky, and something that it's not immediately obvious to a county administrator necessarily how to proceed. So these are tractable problems, but not necessarily within the construct of each individual county plan. These were difficulties that were faced by this four-county system as they tried to go forward. So they were not able to go forward because they ran into these problems. They didn't know what to do. They didn't have anybody to ask, and so they had to stop. So the concept of the California Health Benefits Service would be to establish a state agency that would be charged with the responsibility to assist the counties. This would be on a voluntary basis only for the counties, to form these kind of multi-county systems and to help them think through these kinds of problems. How do you integrate risk? How do you integrate panels? How do you build reserves? Who's responsible? Knox-Keene licensure, this is an issue we have in California that, you know, all the HMOs have to be licensed. How do we handle that? Whose license do we use? Do we need a third license or a fourth license? What's the deal here? So the idea is that the state could provide expertise either developing these ideas themselves or sharing amongst county sets of amongst regional sets of counties the lessons learned. So if they do figure these things out, say in the South Bay Area, and they do develop a model that works, and then folks in Southern California want to do something similar, there'd be a state agency to share those lessons so that the people in Southern California could find out what worked in Northern California, and we could more efficiently transfer the lessons. There are some state laws regarding insurers that probably wouldn't apply in these cases. The insurers regulations have been developed in California were developed around the concept of you have profit-seeking corporations, certain kinds of practices that need to be explicitly limited. It's not clear that the counties would be, you know, the same kind of animals, and some of the laws which are there for the private insurers may not be necessary for the public insurers, and so we've looked at ways to see if we can't facilitate, getting past some of those laws. These systems would explicitly favor public providers in building the network, so to the extent that we have public hospitals, clinics, and so forth, we would include them in as, key members of the networks, just as San Francisco and Denver have done. The idea would be to start with regional networks like the one that they tried in South Bay, but the legislation that was going to establish the California Health Benefits Service also conceptualized that there could be ultimately a state system built on a statewide coalition of counties across California. So this was the California Health Benefits Service concept. It was supported by the statewide leadership of plans, right, the local initiatives. They have a statewide lobbying organization. The California Organized Health Systems have a statewide lobbying organization. They all bought in. We did the voluntary thing, made it real clear to them nobody has to do anything here, but if you want to, this agency would be here, and got buy-in from the state leadership. We also went to the California Labor Federation and to the California Health Access, which is sort of the broad umbrella group in California that pushes for, you know, expansion of health care coverage. And so got the major labor and consumer advocates for health care expansion in California on board. So a broad coalition was built in California in 2007 supporting this idea. The governor originally reacted negatively to this concept, called it, quote, a backdoor single payer. You know, well, wait a minute. You know, if you really had to, you know, compete on a straight up basis with public plans, private insurers could lose. And, you know, we don't want that. So there was initial pushback, but AFSCME, the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, for whom I was working, and that was my connection with this arrangement here, was successful in pressuring the governor to include this idea in his proposal. So when the governor's final proposal took shape late in 2007, the concept of the California Health Benefits Service, not just the concept, but all the language that we had worked out over the course of the year, was put into the bill. And so it became a part of the governor's proposal. Now, unfortunately for the California Health Benefits Service, the governor's proposal then died last January. And so not having anything to do with we called it Chubbs, not having anything to do with Chubbs, but, you know, for other reasons. The governor's idea for broad individual mandate didn't make it politically. So the idea was resurrected again in this current session, the session just ending of the California legislature. It was originally SB 1622. That was the title of this talk. The language moved into SB 973, which was where it was as it made its way all the way through the legislature. The bill was passed by both houses and sent to the governor. He vetoed it. When he had the Chubbs idea all by itself, then, you know, his opposition returned. And so this idea was just vetoed several months ago by Governor Schwarzenegger. But, you know, the point of this whole exercise was to push forward the idea of a public insurer and to push forward the idea that this kind of model, you know, should be incorporated in any kind of major health care reform alongside of private health insurance plans. The context now with the national arrangement, you know, were Obama to be elected, what he has supported, as best we can make out from his statements, is some sort of a model using the Federal Employees Health Benefits Plan. He keeps saying, you know, you'll get what everybody in Congress gets, which as far as we know is the Federal Health Employees, Federal Employees Health Benefits Plan. And so there'd be this smorgasbord of options. The question of whether or not there'd be a public insurer in this smorgasbord is not clear. Now, there's a major coalition of health access folks that has formed in Washington, D.C. that's meeting already, major unions, major consumer groups. That's just a few of the organizations there. It's a much longer list that constitutes the organization called Healthcare for America Now. But they are actively discussing the public insurer concept now and bringing it to the national level, you know, if Obama's elected and if he goes forward with his proposal, then the idea would be to make sure that this includes a public insurer option as well. Of course, we don't know what's going to happen at the national level, who's going to get elected, and even if Obama does get elected, how much money there's going to be around to do anything. So, you know, it's still an open question what happens at the national level. Public insurer advocates are preparing for the eventuality that we do go forward at the federal level. However, even if we don't, this is also an idea that has now been hashed out in the state of California. You know, working up any policy idea takes time. Getting, you know, the necessary buy-in is in and of itself a heavy investment, which we've now made in California in first gaining the support of the local initiatives and county oriented health system statewide groups. It's important with any kind of big health policy idea to train the advocates who are going to argue it, because these ideas are complicated, and, you know, it doesn't just trip right off your tongue what to say to the legislator when he says, what about this, what about that. But if a whole crew of people, which would be all the consumer and labor advocates in Sacramento, have worked an idea now for 2 years, they've got it down, which is a definite plus when all the lobbyists, consumer labor lobbyists, have a policy wrapped together and are ready to go in any context. And we have that in Sacramento. We have folks generally now conversant in this concept, because 2 years ago people thought, you know, what are you talking about? But now we're there. We either would be looking to, you know, it's possible that Obama could say that states will develop, you know, at the state level, if there's the FEHBP model, that states might develop their own vehicles for covering insurance. So it's possible that Chubbs could actually become integrated into a federal proposal, even if it doesn't become integrated into a federal proposal, even if there's no federal action at all, there's still the need to go forward to expand on the local initiatives that we have in California and build a stronger capacity for a public insurer. And so this idea would be positioned to go forward in California. So that's the basics. I hope I didn't take too long on the concept of the public insurer in California and where it stands today. So, all right. Thank you. So, did I keep my own time? Was I 15 minutes? Or I'm the only person I can't watch. Yeah, all right. All right, so we have next Perfecto Munoz to speak about enabling. No, that's my comp.